Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, folks. We'll talk to the Goth Ninjas here in just 1 second, but it's time to talk about meat. Lots and lots of beef, a giant box of beef all for you. Summer is all about grilling, and no one understands grilling better than Omaha Steaks, where you get all the beef, right? Their Grand Summer Grill Out Package lets you stay home and eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town, all for much less. They've got bacon-wrapped filet mignon, pork chops, chicken, kielbasa, and more, all delivered to your door with ease. And right now, Omaha Steaks is offering an exclusive deal on this amazing package. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code LIBERAL into the search bar, and for this week only, Omaha Steaks will add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. Omaha Steaks delivers guaranteed quality and safety with every order. And by the way, Jumbo Frank was my radio name back in 1972. Just thought I'd pass that along. Go to omahasteaks.com, type LIBERAL in the search bar, and order the Grand Summer Grill Out Package. For this week only, you'll also receive 4 Jumbo Franks, also my radio name, and 4 burgers free to complete your steakhouse experience. Omahasteaks.com, enter the code LIBERAL in the search bar. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It's so hard nowadays with all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Old Glory covers anyone over the age of 50 against robot attack, regardless of current health.
I'm Sam Waterston of the popular TV series Law & Order. As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. Well, now there's a company that offers coverage against the unfortunate event of a robot attack. Old Glory Insurance. You need to feel safe. And that's harder and harder to do nowadays because robots may strike at any time. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free because they're made of metal and robots are strong. Now, for only $4 a month, you can achieve peace of mind in a world full of crime and robots with Old Glory Insurance. For when the metal ones decide to come for you. And they will.
Bob Zeska!
Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
The Bob Zeska Show!
Boring day so far. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, July 30, 2020, and this is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Day 1,288 of the Trump crisis. 96 days until the 2020 presidential election. Holy God, I wish it was tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Here come the Goth Ninja. It is, shit. Gotta take that music down. It is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com. Also, David Ferguson. From the T-Rex Report podcast. We call him T-Rex.
Oh, hi.
Patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. You can get all of his music. In fact, we got a special announcement. A music premiere. Like a what do we call this today? Like a world premiere.
It is the world premiere of Astral Summer's debut single. First song released to the world.
Woohoo!
That's exciting. Yeah, we're going to play a full-length song after the first break.
Yeah, and that listener who said, please don't ever play any full-length indie songs ever again. It's not what I listened for. It's not your day, honey.
Feel free to suck it. Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, turn it off now, and we'll come back for you later, maybe.
Right. That's why they have the fast-forward button. If you don't like something that's happening in the show, you can skip ahead in increments of 15 seconds apiece.
Yeah, like whenever I
hear
talk,
the song, Bob. You tell them that after, okay? Yes. Give them the cheat code after they've heard the song.
Yeah, I should have done that. Damn it.
Well, you know, I have a band. We have a Bandcamp site at astralsummer.bandcamp.com.
You're posting the Astral Summer music on your Patreon page as well, right?
Yes.
That's what you're doing.
Okay. Change the name of the band to Demon Semen?
Demon Semen.
Demon Semen? Yeah. Oh my God. It's, you know, that may be the album title.
Yeah, good luck getting in Walmart stores with that title, bub.
Well, add Dreamin' or something to make it poppier. Demon Semen Dreamin'.
Demon
I'm such
Semen
a
Dreamin'.
Winner's day. Okay.
Shit. Yeah, well, the great thing about this song, I mean, before we dig into the monstrosities that have occurred in the first half of today, the cool thing about this song that we're going to premiere that you've written under this new title, band title, Astral Summer, you came up with the idea for the song while we had one of our many copious technical glitches,
breakdowns.
Yeah,
yes.
Prior to me repairing all of my computers here. So good thing to come out of something horribly stressful. And maybe you could also say that in the more macro sense of the entire summer, of the entire last 4 years, maybe. Okay.
We'll get to that. Let's talk about that tweet this morning.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Donald
Trump. Single piece of news I'm aware of besides Herman Cain passing away.
He hasn't even tweeted about Herman Cain yet.
No,
he's been
tweeting
about a fucking pizza place.
Yeah.
Not Herman Cain's either.
God.
The child sex thing?
It's a different pizza place, and he was tweeting about that. And
he's recommending
it. Yeah, he's recommending it. Go buy it from, it's on Long Island or something, and it's
of course it is.
Dude, seriously?
Yeah, he's an asshole. Gigantic asshole. Gigantic asshole.
I saw the tweet
about
postponing the election, and I was like, all right, turn it off. I have a therapy session this morning. I can't with this.
Yeah, well, here's what he said. Here's what he wrote on Twitter. This is the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. Yay for me. He wrote, with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good.
They're the same fucking thing! God!
Oh, my God.
It's all absentee voting. All of it.
Okay. Well, that was even the first part. We're not even to the horrible part yet. 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. Both of those things were in caps. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who knows great embarrassments to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? He ends on like three question marks, and that gets a
no.
Vote?
No.
No, 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 no.
Where's
no,
the, fuck about it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. We need the game show buzzer, too. No, no, no. Wrong. It is wrong on every level.
Wrong.
Wrong. Absolutely. This is Jonathan Turley back on April 26. Biden's claim that Trump plans to halt the election is utterly without factual or constitutional support. Yet conspiracy theory was called a prediction by Politico, even though it should be sold in a set with tinfoil hat and an EMT ghost detector.
Fuck you!
Dude, Jonathan Turley, shut your mouth because,
no,
I mean,
shit.
The way this year is going, tomorrow the Pentagon is going to announce that they have evidence of ghosts, you know, I mean, or, you know, we need a EVP to listen to extraterrestrial, I mean, just whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
You guys got to remember something. First off, Congress is the only entity that can do something like that.
In theory,
when the election is.
Yeah.
Secondly, on January 20th at noon 2021, if there has not been a duly elected no election by then the 23 seats that are up in the Senate are not refilled.
Right.
All of the House is over by January 3rd. And the president and vice president are no longer president and vice president because they're out of office until they are reelected or somebody else is elected.
Yeah.
So the president would then become, because the Senate loses more seats from the GOP side, it becomes Democrat only.
Yeah.
The majority would be the Democrats. It would be Patrick Leahy.
Nancy
would
Pelosi
be,
becomes president?
No, she wouldn't. Because if there's no election, then all the House seats are gone.
Yeah, that's right. So there's no...
It would be Senator Patrick Leahy, who would be the president pro tem of the Senate. And he would become then the president of the United States until we have an election.
And it's about time we had a Batman fan in the White House, right? I'm okay with Pat Leahy because he's in all of the Batman movies. I mean, literally all of them.
He is. No, yeah. It's president, and then the first in line is the vice president. Second in line is the Speaker of the House. Third in line is the president pro tem of the Senate. Fourth in line is Secretary of State, and on and on and on.
Yep.
So Pat Leahy would then, by default, become the president of the United States if we do not have an election before January 20th, 2021.
I mean, ultimately...
I just had this delicious mental image of a bench where the one-term vice presidents go, and just there's an empty spot next to Dan Quayle with Mike Pence's name on it and a pointy hat.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And mother next to her, you know.
I agree with everything you just said, Jody. Obviously, Congress is the entity that determines when our elections are. That's a fact. But Donald Trump, as we have seen, especially recently with his illegal invasion of American cities, doesn't really need congressional authority to do the most horrible things that he wants to do.
Yeah, no.
Donald Trump, I mean, I just want to throw this out here. I'm not intentionally trying to scare anybody. I'm not going full shouty McShoutface. I'm not trying to outdo Malcolm Nance or anything like that. But Donald Trump believes that the Supreme Court decision on DACA allows him to make all the laws that he wants from the White House. And he has the military to back him up. He's got not only all of the branches of the armed forces, but he's got these paramilitary secret police that he's sending around
those
to the major cities.
Those people are behind him, but I don't think the actual military...
No, the military will
as
not.
As an entity, would
they've
not.
Pretty
they
much.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, they've sent hot big signals that they're not in with this extra constitutional shit.
Well, no, I hope you got mercenaries. Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is watch that corpulent toad Bill Barr's testimony the other day when they're like, "Why won't you do your job?" And he's like, "Why should I?" Yeah. I mean, it was just
corpulent toad.
Oh my God, just like puffed up.
Yeah,
on
he's
like
terrible.
Lawlessness and poison. I mean, it just when they were like, you know, shouldn't you like maybe think about this Roger Stone thing a little more closely? And he was just like, "Why?" And practically like rolled his eyes and flipped his hair and slammed his locker.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna get into Bill Barr here.
But hold on. Mike Pompeo just testified under oath that William Barr will decide if Trump, despite having no constitutional authority to do so, can quote announce he's moving the election.
Yes.
But you know what's happening though? Your governor, the governor DeWine, Alabama has even come out. All these people come out going, "We're not canceling our elections."
Yeah. Yeah,
and these are Republican governors. Yeah. These are not, you know.
Barrasso was on with Stuart Varney on Fox Business. Is saying we're gonna have the election is gonna be on November 3rd. Early voting is gonna start in advance of that, and so obviously no one really wants to delay the election except Donald Trump. But you know, when Donald Trump says something, his red hat suckers line up right behind him. So you got 40% of American voters who ostensibly want to support this sort of thing.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to look at it this way, November 3rd is
fuck
the last day to vote.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here's the thing, too. Donald Trump doesn't necessarily need to cancel the election to utterly destroy the integrity and legitimacy of the election. I mean, at least with a certain population of people. And I think a lot of what he said today is geared toward that nefarious goal. I think that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get at least half of the country or 40% of the country, whatever it amounts to disregard the results of the election because they will be fraudulent. There are lots of
levers. Well, you know what? 40% is not the majority.
I mean, I'm trying to think out loud how he would exactly go about doing this. And again, the same with the absentee voting. The only thing I can go to is exploiting the courts, exploiting all of the 300 federal judges or whatever it is that he had appointed to the courts, thanks to Mitch McConnell. Can he use the courts to get the election stopped somehow? I don't know.
I don't think so, because the elections are run by states.
Yeah.
And so that's why we don't have anything universal in the country.
Right.
That's why certain states don't have early voting and others do. Certain states allow absentee voting without an excuse. Others don't. You know, if there was some sort of federalized way that we did elections, then I think he could sue in federal court potentially.
Yeah.
But he would have to sue every state of the union, every single state to stop their elections.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that would be, I can't. I mean, Bill Barr.
Well, I'm sure Kemp and DeSantis would jump right in on that one.
But yeah, they would join him. They would join him. They would go. They would back up the clown car. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's the problem with the 12th Amendment potentially.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't see them do. I don't see governors, even Republican governors, maybe those two, but I even see them going, no, I better not. Because there's Republicans that want to vote. Thank you very much. They would like to vote for Donald Trump.
Here's the Pompeo quote, Jody. I found the whole thing. Michael Beschloss tweeted it. He said here in response to Tim Kaine in the Senate, he said, in the end, the Department of Justice and others will make that legal determination.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So it seems like, just based on that response, that Mike Pompeo was already queued up with a response to this. So this is some sort of, maybe not just some sort of cruel whimsy of Donald Trump. You know, he's twooping at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. This might be an administration thing. I mean, the word may have gone out to some of the inner circle administration officials. Yeah, that they're going to back Trump on whatever it is he's going to say about the elections. I mean, it's,
you can let me vote with a ballot on November 3rd, or you can let me vote with a brick.
Yeah, well, you my response, my first response to what Donald Trump tweeted about this was, try it, Joffrey, and watch the American people rise up and drag you out of that building by your 9-foot comb-over hairs. I mean, that's legitimately something that, you know, we've seen in other countries with other tyrannical dictators who have met terrible ends. They've been dragged out one after another.
Literally.
Yeah, because
we are ready.
Yeah, because they refuse to leave office. They exploit the power of the presidency, this unitary executive nonsense that we've exported to other countries that has always been bastardized throughout the course of history, at least throughout the last 200 years when we have said, oh, look, this presidential system is working out great for us. Well, we have traditions here that maintains some sort of even-keeled continuity from president to president to president. That's all being destroyed right now by this fucking monster. Because he can't legitimately stop the election. He can't legitimately do that. He doesn't have the power to do it. But there are levers that he controls as president that he can use to at least, you know, turn the whole thing into chaos that makes the 2000 election look like a walk in the park. I mean,
did you hear what the Mitch McTurtle said?
Oh, yeah. No. Mitch McTurtle. Yes. What did the turtle say?
He was doing an interview on the phone with Max Winitz, I guess.
Yeah.
And he told Mr. Winitz that the election date is set in stone. He cited past crises taking place during an election. So,
Yeah.
I mean, we voted during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Well, it's Lindsey Graham. I was just imagining Lindsey Graham saying, "We're going to vote on November 3rd.
He kind of hedged it. No, he hedged it a little. But that's the thing. It's like McConnell and Graham are up for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the election stopped.
Yeah.
They want to keep their power. So I don't see, that's the thing. The majority of the Senate is up for, the Senate majority is up for re-election. They don't want to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe September 14th is when Colorado starts voting or something. I mean, certain states start voting in a month and a half.
Yeah. I don't know when those votes get counted though. I don't know if they start counting them prior to election day
or
if they have to wait until election day to start counting.
No, they start counting earlier because it's early voting, because that's where you get like the, when Steve Kornacki likes to go crazy.
Yeah.
When he goes, well, the early voting shows this. We're waiting for the final vote tallies to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, because early voting counts early, and that, like in California, everybody's getting an absentee ballot should they decide to use that. You can drop it off at a poll. And then if you say your signature doesn't match what they have on file, which I can't imagine most people do after 20 years. But I actually didn't sign my ballot once. And I got a letter back from the county going, you need to sign this.
Hey, great for your county. That was outstanding.
You know? I mean, and I was like, oh my God. And they sent, they sent me back the ballot. And the unsigned envelope, and they said, please sign here and return it, which I did. And that's what California does. They go, if there's a problem, we notify you and we help you to remedy it. So anybody that's doing that, find out the rules for your absentee ballots. And a bunch of states are just absentee. Colorado is, Hawaii is, Oregon is, Washington State is, Utah is. So, I mean, we're not the, it's insane. And absentee balloting, for those out there that think mail-in balloting is different, they're not.
They're not different. It's not different. And the other thing I want to address here, too, is every time something like this happens with Donald Trump, I start hearing from people going, Yeah, Bob, it's all a distraction. Don't pay attention to it. I wish you would stop paying attention to all of his distractions. And I said, you know, I get how some of you people prefer
this is fundamental. The day we vote our franchise of democracy, the day that we individually have our say, that's worth screaming about.
Some of you prefer to sidestep Trump's most insane blurts, saying that they're distractions and not worthy of my attention or your attention or whoever's attention. But if you choose to ignore Trump when he floats canceling that election, fine, don't pay attention. You don't have to pay attention. No one's got a gun to your head saying that you have to pay attention. But the deeds of the president matter, especially when he's delegitimizing our votes. And presumably,
I've got a gun to their heads. My tiny arms are so small that my aim is terrible.
All right. But when the president says something, seriously, no matter how insane, he influences people to go along with him. It's the effect of the bully pulpit. All of it matters. No one's forcing you to pay attention, but you probably should. And eventually,
the erosion of truth and fact.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that we still have people are Louis Gohmert is COVID-19 positive and is saying that the mask gave it to him.
Yeah. No,
it's like whenever I talk about Alex Jones, I'd always get comments and emails saying, Bob, why are you wasting your time talking about Alex Jones? He's nothing but a clown. Well, hello, here we are in 2020, and basically Alex Jones is our president now. I mean, the president is retweeting people who think that you can be impregnated by demon sperm while you're sleeping.
Demon semen dreaming.
Demon semen, yeah.
On such a winter's day. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, send that to a Rocky Mountain Mike. I'm sure he'd love the suggestion.
He would love that.
Yeah, he loves requests.
He loves those. Yep. Loves those. It's his favorite thing in the world.
The last thing I want to say about distractions here, and again, stop telling me to not be distracted by whatever. The president says something that has an impact on American society. The president sets the tone for everything. And we talks about delaying the election. That's death by a thousand cuts. It's another cut, and they all matter. In a national crisis, we have no choice but to pay attention to everything that is going on. And suddenly, all these so-called distractions kind of start to snowball into one big non-distraction, don't they? That's how it kind of works. A bunch of little distractions. I'm not going to look at that. You know, I'm not going to pay attention to Alex Jones. They're all a bunch of freaks. And then suddenly all of those little distractions form, sort of a Voltron of non-distractions where we're just...
I got to also say, Alex Jones is comedy gold. Yes. And we have a moral obligation to not leave that lying on the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. As satirists, as comedians, as funny people, Alex Jones is... I mean, come on. Don't take... Mama, don't take my Alex Jones away.
David T-Rex Ferguson. Oh, my God. Alex Jones has entered the room. David T-Rex Ferguson. I gotta ask you just one question. If you think I am nothing but comedy, how is it possible that they're turning all the friggin' frogs gay? Yeah. Scum!
Oh, my God.
Madonna has she's jumped on the hydrochloroquine.
Yeah.
What happened to her is that she got super famous and surrounded herself with sycophants and she lives in a bubble and nobody tells her when she's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to be like, it once again confirms to me that like becoming a rock star in my 20s is the best thing that never happened to me. because it just seems to really, like look at Kanye West. But I got to really give props to my kinswoman, Annie Lennox.
Yes.
Whose mother's maiden name is Ferguson. We are, in fact, distantly related.
Yeah.
And she went after Madonna, like, I hope this is a joke and you've been hacked, which is some shade. Like, I hope the explanation is forthcoming, ma'am.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, obviously, Herman Cain is still on my list here. Louis Gohmert is still on my list. We have Mike Flynn news coming up here.
Yes, we do.
But before we get into any of that, we also have to talk about the big fucking economic news. And by big fucking economic news, I mean horrible economic news. Second quarter GDP plunged by the worst margin ever, 32.9%. The Great Depression, I think the worst it got for economic growth was, or economic recession, I should say, was -20% and -30%. We're now at -32.9%. We have outpaced all other economic downturns in the history of the United States economy. This is fucking Donald Trump, 1,000%. You take that second quarter, and in that second quarter is when we should have been started on the downslope for the coronavirus. We should have been headed toward the end of all of this if Donald Trump had not, at the height of the infection rate, demanded that we reopen immediately, that we liberate Michigan, that we liberate Tennessee or whatever the hell he was talking about. Liberate this, open up, go on out. This is entirely about Donald Trump. This is a Donald Trump recession. On top of the recession, there is, of course, the unemployment numbers, which are 14.7% unemployment.
And so the only way this could have been, this needed decisive, immediate action across the board.
Yeah.
And we've had a patchwork, and viruses love patchworks, because as long as there are bodies in the way for it to feed and to move from person to person, it will continue to do so indefinitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by staggering the openings and closings and not closing all the way in some places, we just added all of these months on, and we absolutely have to close for 6 weeks, and no one is even like talking about that as a reality.
Did any of these red hats ever see the movie called Jurassic Park? I find it astonishing that they would have missed it. I mean, everyone watched that movie at some point or another. And in Jurassic Park, what's the theme of Jurassic Park? Life finds a way.
Jeff Goldblum's chest.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Well, that too. It's the
running and screaming.
Yeah, running and screaming. What happens is the T-Rex ends up in the Gallimimus paddock, and the Gallimimuses end up in the one that spits venom on Newman paddock, and it's just chaos when the electricity goes out and the walls.
My ass looks so fat in that scene. I'm just. I feel like Spielberg just left it in as a particular barb to me.
When the fences go down, the dinosaurs go everywhere.
Yes,
and there are no fences between the states. When Texas shuts down, people are going to drive to Oklahoma. People are going to drive to Louisiana, because that's what we do in the summertime. We drive around. I mean, this is the, oh my God, the Idiocracy is astounding. By the way, Idiocracy was something that I was told 4 years ago to stop writing about, because, oh, enough of the Idiocracy stuff, Bob. That's just too much.
It's got what plants crave.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Rondo. It's got electrolytes.
And here we are. We've got 40% of the country that are full-blown idiocrats, essentially. I mean, the vast dumbness. I mean, you want dumbness on display? Just by the way, I couldn't even watch the hearings yesterday with the tech guys, with Zuckerberg and the Google guys and the Twitter guys. I couldn't watch it. And you know why? It wasn't just because of those insufferable rat bastards like Mark Zuckerberg. I just don't want to look at his fucking freshly tasered face. But you know what? Apart from that, there's not a single member of Congress on either side of the aisle who knows a fucking thing about technology.
AOC knows a little bit more
AOC
than the
older
people.
Was pretty good. Yeah, yeah, she was good. I'll concede that. But there are so many.
I gotta say, I don't know how she stays so skinny when she eats congressmen and executives for lunch.
I know. High metabolism.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a high metabolism.
How to be young again. What are the real qualifications for the office, though? I mean, really, because the people who end up in office are people who like learn to yell talking points really well, you know, and don't soil themselves in public, or at least, you know, bar is pretty low.
This always reminds me to rewind a few years to hear from the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens referring to the internet as a series of tubes.
Now, the internet, you know, let's go back. Internet started with a concept of local to local connections across the country.
And he's showing off.
There
thinks
for
he's
the
just
consumer.
Like,
but when we take indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive...
I can hear the neurons gasping.
Yeah, I know. And this guy was in charge of the Senate committee tasked with regulating the internet. I just want to add that. This is the guy who was in charge of the internet, and he doesn't know what it is.
Commercial purposes. Well, there's one company now. You can get sign up, and you got a movie delivered to your house daily by subscription by delivery service. Okay. I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. And here we have this one situation where enormous entities want to use the internet for their purpose to save money for doing what they're doing now. They use FedEx. They use the delivery services. They use the mail. They
getting
they
dumber just listening to this.
I know. They want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
It's not a big truck, don't you know? It's a series of tubes, David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Can we get them tied?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, as soon as you start to embrace the reality that most of the people who lead this country, you know, many of them are well-meaning. Many of them know a thing or two about parliamentary procedure and how to get a law passed. But ultimately, as far as common knowledge, no. At the top of that list, at the top of the list of people who don't understand jack shit, it is Donald Trump.
Did you read Sarah? I mean, not Sarah Trump. What's his niece's name? Mary.
Mary Trump's book. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I read the whole book in one sitting. I mean, it's everything we suspected and then some, just in terms of like how emotionally and intellectually stunted and like borderline like not human he is. And like she keeps saying, you know, the same thing that I've been screaming since 2015 is don't like don't attribute strategy and tactics to him because he's just a child. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to plan ahead. He doesn't know how to not say it aloud. He doesn't know how to, I mean, it's just, God, and it's just the one human being's stupidity has caused so much harm.
Well, that's a nice segue into Herman Cain. And I want to talk about Herman Cain here in a second. Yeah. There's lots to say about that. But, you know, in the meantime, we're all dealing with streaming video and Zoom meetings and FaceTime meetings. And what happens is I really hate it when people take a screen grab of me and I'm like in mid-sentence and I've got an awkward look on my face. And then they post it on Facebook or they post it on Twitter or something like that. I go, no, why are you doing? Oh, okay, fine. It's always when I'm looking my weirdest. But either we have a weird look on our face or we're just not looking our best. And I've got two solutions, as always. No unauthorized photo policy. Make sure your friends know about that. And then, of course, get yourself some Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags. All in the comfort of your home in just a matter of minutes. And I took the test. I was amazed by the results. This stuff really works, and only in a matter of about 10 minutes. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm plus an extra $10 off. Or try a $14.95 trial pack by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code VOICES. Again, visit triplexiderm.com and use the code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off, or try a $14.95 trial pack when you use the code VOICES at triplexiderm.com. Okay, here we go. The world premiere.
It's time of
Astral Summer and David Ferguson, brand new song. Here we go.
The Bob Seska Show.
Got big trouble over yonder. We got big trouble here at home. You know these hard times make me wonder how much longer we can go on. We got missiles from Korea, mutant gonorrhea, new coronavirus, the terrorists and ISIS, nuclear destruction, volcanic eruptions, the heat death of the sun. Well, I guess we had a pretty good run, but now we're waiting, waiting on the world to end. We're all just waiting, waiting on the world to end. Florida's full of anacondas. They got turned loose in a hurricane. Got people shooting at first responders. United States is our real name. We turn victims into villains when racist cops are killing. Got poison in the ocean, can't access our emotions. We can't act our ages or earn no living wages. It's killing everyone. So I hope somehow you had a little fun, 'cause now we're waiting, waiting for the world to end. We're all just waiting, waiting for the world to end. You know that I can't help but wonder if the world would be better without us all. We've got mass incarceration, rank disinformation, congressional obstruction, CIA abductions, but nothing is outrageous about babies locked in cages. Well, goodbye everyone. I guess we had a pretty good run, but now we're waiting, waiting for the world to end. We're all just waiting, waiting for the world to end. Yeah, we're waiting, waiting for the world to end. We're all just waiting, waiting on the world to end.
Oh man, David Ferguson and Astral Summer. Holy shit, that is amazing. That is a great fucking song. Hats off to you, my friend. That is a killer goddamn song. And very uplifting.
Both of you were integral in making it happen.
Yeah.
You for dropping the connection, Bob, and Jody, you for saying, what are you doing? And my brain said, waiting for the world to end. What are you doing?
I wish I could say that my part was deliberate, but yeah, sure. Who played guitar on that? Who are the actual? Can you give us the other credits for the production of the song?
Yes. Okay. So my bandmate in Astral Summer is Dave Martin.
Dave Martin. Yeah.
But our producer Matt Yelton played the solo on the guitar, which I love that solo.
Yeah, it's a great solo.
Like it totally like brought the one thing the song didn't have. It like got in the solo to me, and like he got a really good sound on my voice. And but that's Matt Yelton, and then it was mastered by Jason Nesmith, who's a local musician.
Oh, that's great.
Who's very, very talented.
Yeah, outstanding. All the vocals are you. I mean, there's a, like a background vocal.
No, Matt
vocal.
Sang on the back of it. We call it the Ghost Cowboy Choir. And we spent all night, we stayed up and just did overdub after overdub after overdub. And singing different parts. And it's really like, just like,
I was getting chills listening to that. I'm just incredibly impressed. Very nicely done.
Thanks. Aww.
Where can people find this song if they want to download it for themselves?
Okay. Next Friday, August 7th is a Bandcamp Friday where Bandcamp like waives their share of your proceeds.
Yeah.
And you get something that's going to be available there, I think for $1.99. Mm-hmm. But if you are a $5 and higher subscriber at the T-Rex Report, or if you're a $1 subscriber who upgrades to a $5 subscriber, in the next few days I will send you a WAV file, which is a big fat file of the high quality, an MP3, which will be easy to put on your iPod or whatever.
Great.
Lyric sheet, cover art, production credits, and you know, the deluxe package. So if you're a $1 subscriber and you even just want to upgrade to $5 for 1 month, I'll send it to you and I won't yell at you if you go back down to $1.
It's patreon.com/the T-Rex Report, by the way. The T-Rex Report. Don't forget, the is important in there too. Plus, I've got the link.
Also, you can like our Astral Summer Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Astral Summer Music.
Outstanding.
That's ASTRALSUMMERMUSIC.
Awesome. Awesome.
Let's just talk about me for the rest of the show.
Good. Yeah, let's do it.
Enough about me. What do you think of me?
Okay. Well, then on that note, we can talk about Herman Cain now.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
Yeah. Herman Cain died from COVID after attending Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So Trump, you could say, has killed a black man. But Herman Cain could have worn a mask. He could have not attended.
He didn't have to go. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. He did put himself at risk, obviously.
But you have to trace all of this anti-mask bullshit back to Donald Trump and the whole reopening nonsense, the whole let's liberate Michigan. I mean, it's the entire culture. It's the entire culture of idiocracy coming from the White House that has manifested the groundwork for someone like Herman Cain to wander into a giant rally in an arena with a thousand, you know, however many people there were in there. Maybe it was 1,000 people.
6,000.
Yeah, something like that. It was only half full or so. But, I mean, at the same time, there's all kinds of people in there who are just vectors. And, obviously, it ended up with Herman Cain. And there's a picture floating around, too, of Herman Cain at that rally. It's kind of eerie to look at. Herman Cain sitting with a whole other group of people who are sitting next to him. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine how they must have gotten it, too. If Herman Cain got it, everyone else, and there's not a fucking single person in that shot who's wearing a mask, and they're all right up against each other, shoulder to shoulder. It's amazing.
It was weird.
See, and then the president is going all over the country not wearing a mask.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was weird because yesterday I was actually thinking of Herman Cain.
Yeah.
And I looked up, you know, how is he doing? Mm-hmm. And they had tweeted out on his behalf that he was still in the hospital but was on oxygen and he was doing better. And then all of a sudden the news this morning. And it was just so strange. And I found out yesterday that one of my cousins died from COVID.
Oh, no.
So sorry.
I didn't know her that well. Yeah. So, you know, now I know three people that have died.
David, do you have any, like, immediate family members, like, even going out to first cousins or something like that, who've gotten it or succumbed to it?
Only in Ben's family, a cousin and her husband both died in Puerto Rico.
They were
elderly, and they both had comorbid issues.
Yeah, my cousin Peggy did, too. She had COPD. She was in a nursing home that supposedly was doing testing all the time, and the tests were coming back negative, but then the health department came in and said, the testing facility that you're using is having really bad results. We need to retest everybody. Mm. And her roommate had it, and then they put her back in the same room with her roommate. I mean, it's like, with COPD, no, you don't put somebody with COVID in a room with somebody that's got COPD.
No, absolutely not.
You just don't do that.
And I continue to be amazed that Donald Trump hasn't been infected with it yet. I mean, it just seems like it's surrounding him. And
people are tested around him constantly. I guess that's it. You know, they don't get near him unless they test negative.
In the same room with him unless they test negative.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
and then that moment in time, they're tested rapidly. Unfortunately, the rest of us aren't. That's how you reopen an economy, by the way. Rapid testing everywhere.
Exactly. Well, there's lots of lessons there, too. I mean, we could have... I mean, again, I keep going back to the fact that we could have been done with this by now. But, you know,
the only way you're going to waste more time than that is to be sitting here going, imagine if Obama blanked.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most exhausting, unproductive game you can play with your mind in the world.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things I noticed, too, is as the news about Herman Cain dropped, at the same time, there was a video going around Twitter of the, and this is something that was tweeted out by the Trump campaign, of people lined up in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, bunch of red hat loyalists, bunch of red hat suckers, all lined up, shoulder to shoulder, outside, looping the block to get into a Trump rally. At the same time this was going on.
Having a rally?
What's that? What's Trump's
tonight?
Doing?
Today?
Right, today.
No, Trump's
today.
Doing something today. He was supposed to do it about 2 hours ago. It's about 2 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Right. He was supposed to do a thing at noon today in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It would have been interesting to see how they would have reacted if someone would have gone down that line and said, oh, yeah, by the way, Herman Cain just died from attending a Trump rally. Just letting you know. I wonder how many would say,
honestly, they would be like, well, it's only killing black people. I mean, that would probably be their reaction.
Yeah, exactly fucking right. That's exactly how they would have reacted. I mean, they may not have said it that way, but they would have tried to dissemble it. They would have tried to rationalize, you know, why Herman Cain succumbed, but why they won't. It's the usual shit. I mean, as an ex-smoker, as someone who smoked cigarettes for 17 years, I quit in 2007, best thing I ever did with my life. I can tell you that when you're a smoker, you come up with all kinds of excuses as to why it's not going to kill you. I mean, everything. I mean, the amount of delusion that the addiction creates in your head is astonishing. I kind of see that with the Red Hats, where they're kind of looking at this as if, it's not going to get me. It'll get someone else. My grandmother lived to be 99 years old, and she lived in a leper colony. She didn't get any leprosy at all, so go to hell with your warnings.
I saw her lick a live crocodile in my belly. Everyone thinks they're the star of their own movie. And generally, the less intelligent people are, the less imagination they have about, like, oh my God, this could kill me.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks that their movie is just going to abruptly end with them dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, I mean.
At least of all, Louis Gohmert.
It's part of, I mean, it's we don't live in, like, Serbia or Bosnia or Rwanda, and we don't, you know, we don't come home and find our neighbors dead on the front lawn. We don't, we've been spoiled by a society that has mostly held together.
That's right. I mean, one of the major problems with this pandemic is the fact that we have lost the ability as Americans. I mean, a significant portion of us have lost the ability to recognize the greater good, to recognize the fact that we live in a society where we all have to live together and work near each other and live next door to each other and to some degree get along. It's not just about you personally in your house with your coronavirus or your cigarettes or your decision not to wear a mask or anything like that. It is about the greater good. The only way to defeat a pandemic is if we all do something all at the same time. And I don't care if you live in an area that has light infection rates, who has light death rates, and so on. It doesn't matter. It's about fear of missing out, too. Because if you start going out and you think, okay, I'm playing it safe, and okay, the risk isn't as bad for me, and I'm making all the right choices when I'm out, there are other people who are going to see you doing that and go, I guess it's okay to go out. And maybe they won't be as careful as you are. It's common sense that we have lost sight of. It's amazing. It is.
I listened to Stephanie and Tom Hartman now out of a radio station in Eureka, California. And that's one of the counties that is not under watch right now.
Yeah.
But they tell the daily COVID rates every day. And I've only been listening to that station for a couple of weeks since Real Talk went crazy and off the air on iHeart.
It's shocking that that would happen.
Yeah. Well, welcome to iHeart Radio dropping everything.
I know.
So I've been maybe 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. They went from 130 COVID cases to 228 in those 2 weeks. And so the health department, you know, up there is saying, hey, guys, stop traveling outside of the county. We don't want to be locked down like everybody else. They went from, it took them like 100 days to get 100 cases, and now they've doubled it in 45 days. And it's like, come on, guys, because it's people coming in from out of town or leaving to go visit somebody and then coming back home.
Yeah.
And that's a small town. It's a small county. It's super rural, makes really good pot. And
why am I not living there then?
It's Humboldt. It's Humboldt.
Oh,
County,
Humboldt.
Baby.
Yes, of course.
It's one
that's
of the
always
best weed capitals of the universe.
And when the brush fires come through there, the wildlife that don't get incinerated in fire tornadoes are going to be high
as fuck.
I forgot. That's why I don't live there.
Exactly.
Duh.
I will be here to remind you of that. I was really worried about
you
when that went down.
That sucked.
Okay, so my county, right? We had been doing amazing. Like we had kept our we flattened the curve, we distanced, we masked, we kept everything kosher, and we actually kept rates really low. And now the students are back. They're moving into their, and it's just exploding here. Like there's bars open and things are just like, kids are like, the college students are coming back and acting like everything is absolutely normal. And it's just like, our ICU units are filling up, and it's just like, thanks, kids.
God. And
we're in like an extra layer of lockdown now.
I'm telling you, this close. We are this close from spraying our crops with fucking Brondo. I mean, you want a great example? Louis Gohmert is a member of fucking Congress. I mean, what more example do you need of idiocracy or the dangers of gerrymandering? Louis fucking Gohmert, who is now tested positive for COVID-19 because he says after the fact. And by the way, Louis Gohmert lives in his fucking office when he's in Washington. And so he's trying to quarantine himself in his congressional office, which is a danger to his entire staff, naturally, exactly. and other members of Congress who share the same ductwork, blah, blah, blah. But Louis Gohmert said yesterday that one of the reasons he may have gotten it, or maybe the reason, I forget exactly, he said it was one of the reasons or the reason, is because of his mask, because he wore the mask, and because he reused the mask, there was virus on the mask that he breathed in. That is fucking insanely stupid. Talk about in the face of the fucking thing, in the face of a virus that could kill him, because he's asymptomatic for now. We don't know how that's going to develop. He may have just tested positive right then. I mean, right after he got it. So, you know, we don't know where that's going to go. But in the face of possible death, if not a lifetime of pre-existing conditions as a consequence of it, Louis Gohmert is saying, don't wear a mask because you can get the coronavirus from your mask. Oh, my God. My
can we get
God.
The Halberman sound? What? The Haberman?
Oh, Maggie Haberman, the Haberman sound?
Maneuver, yeah. There it is.
There we go.
One more time. That's God. The Haberman maneuver. It's good for choking.
It's the yeah, Haberman it maneuver.
F you.
F you.
Yeah, F you.
So yeah. So this is all just the news from the last 24 hours. We haven't even really
just
gotten into a whole lot else. Yeah, I want to talk about Mike Flynn and a bunch of other shit right after we talk about getting your masks. Speaking of masks, we were talking about the newdealshop.com here in the show. Unfortunately, COVID-19 infection rates exploding across the nation. I don't need to tell you that. We know it's common sense that everyone wears a face mask. And finally, most states have put mask mandates in place. Face masks are still, despite what Louis Gohmert says, our best way to protect ourselves, our family, and our community. But what happens when the mask you thought you were buying is fraudulent or worthless? The FDA has provided a list of authorized respirator mask manufacturers, and finding those masks has been a challenge. Verifying their authenticity is even harder. But right now, thenewdealshop.com, and don't forget thenewdealshop.com, has FDA authorized respirator masks with anti-fake authentication on every package to ensure you're getting exactly what you need. These masks are tested by the NPPTL in the United States and provide greater than 95% filtration. They've even been used in the medical community as well. And right now, these masks are in stock and shipped for free for my listeners when you add the code SEXYLIBERAL, two words. Go to thenewdealshop.com and order your supply today. That's thenewdealshop.com. Get them and keep yourself safe. Keep your family and your community safe too. Thenewdealshop.com. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
Callie Cardiman. I want to play the whole song, damn it, but we've got an indie music countdown coming up this weekend on Sunday, so you can hear the whole song then. This is going way back to Callie's first album. This is Lifetime to Lifetime from Time and the Weather. That's the name of the album, Time and the Weather. Link in the description at bobseska.com. Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
You know, right. I had someone tell me once that I have an inherently mournful voice, and I didn't really get what they meant, but I kind of get it listening to her.
Well, yeah, you know, listening to your song earlier, yeah, I get the that impression. So make sure to support all of our bands here in the show. Also, you can submit your music to bobseska.com/music. It's that easy to remember. You can click the Indie Music Countdown link at bobseska.com if you need a shortcut. All right, let's get into...
I'm so excited. I've been wanting to have some music on the show for so long, and it...
Especially with Trump and all of the fucking madness that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, it's nice to break up the show a little bit with something that's actually beautiful. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's so much ugliness in the world right now that putting in some songs, good God. And it's not going to end when Trump leaves either. We're going to keep playing any music into as long as we're doing the show. Okay, so the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has decided to reconsider the order mm-hmm. to dismiss the Mike Flynn case, which is obviously positive news, except unless of course you're Flynn.
You know what? Yeah. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Flynn's not very happy with that news, as you can tell. So that's I'm really glad to see that. That's something is sticking it to Bill Barr. That's appropriate. And by the way, you know, I do agree with the assessment that Bill Barr might even be more dangerous than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That is actually a valid concern.
He seems to completely have no compunctions about just ripping up the law in order to make it suit the president. It's like he's a complete like chameleon when it comes to jurisprudence. It's just like anything as long as it gets the president.
Did you notice the other day when he was testifying when they were talking about the investigation of the investigators?
Yeah.
And he was asked a question and he says, well, we're developing evidence. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. You collect evidence. You mm-hmm. hope it supports your theory. If it doesn't, you move on to a different thing. Yeah. You don't develop evidence. You collect it. So he's already saying he's making shit up.
Yeah.
He needs to be behind bars.
Yes, he does.
He's done to American justice. He needs to be behind bars for the rest
absolutely.
Of his life.
Right.
Absolutely.
There has to be comeuppance.
But he's, you know, 67, you know, so he's too old to go to prison.
Yeah, that's right. You can't send anyone older than, you know, 65. And once they've reached retirement age, no prison.
Yeah, what is the age that you can't go? I mean, they just convicted an SS guard of war crimes. He's 93. Mm-hmm. He's not getting any time because he's 90 fucking 3 years old. But it's like, I think he should. I think he should at least get some time.
Yeah. Well, there should be some sort of punishment.
Right.
Otherwise, 93-year-olds are going to just start doing Holocausts all
They're
over
gonna
the place.
They're going to start doing Holocausts everywhere. No. I mean, I'm glad he was convicted of this war crime, absolutely. But, you know, for fuck's sake, I don't care how old you are if you've done something like that.
Yeah.
He was convicted of hundreds of murders. I mean, it was an awful thing what he was convicted of.
Well, also, I'm sure you guys saw the David Cicilline Q&A with Bill Barr. The other day, where David Cicilline asked Bill Barr, is it ever appropriate for a president to accept foreign assistance in an election? And Bill Barr goes,
in which way? What are you talking about?
Bill Barr looks confused.
How do you mean?
Yeah. He goes, well, it depends on the assistance. And it's like, yo, you fucking asshole. No, it doesn't depend on the assistance.
It doesn't depend. It's illegal.
No assistance. And he's putting a question mark into this.
Right.
Oh, God. Here we are.
It's just like a tick in a JCPenney suit.
Right. Oh, my God. You know, Trump was finally challenged by Jonathan Swan from Axios on this Putin bounty thing and why Trump hasn't said a goddamn thing to Vladimir Putin. Just really kind of grilled him. And I also want to say, too, I've got a clip here. I've got the clip of the Axios interview with Trump. But I should announce that those of you who only listen to the Thursday show, first of all, what's wrong with you? You've got to listen to the other shows. The best listeners are the ones who listen to all four shows every week. You probably didn't hear on Tuesday, we announced a replacement for Tiny Trump. I know that there's, you know, it's just...
Oh, it's Julia Child Trump.
Yes, it's Julia Child Trump. 100%.
Do you know what this is? This is what Trump sounded like when he was 12.
It's
before his voice changed.
Yeah.
Listen, play it. It's exactly. I imagine him sweaty and awkward and doughy and 12. And
this is high pitch Biff. I've been referring to him as high pitch Biff. I tried a new filter that just makes Donald Trump's voice sound like he's going through puberty or something like this. Here we go. Here's the Jonathan Swan segment from the other day.
It's been widely reported that the U.S. has intelligence indicating that Russia paid bounties or offered to pay bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American soldiers. Right. You had a phone call with Vladimir Putin on July 23rd. Did you bring up this issue?
No, there was a phone call to discuss other things, and frankly, that's an issue that many people said was fake news. You said it was a phone. I think a lot of people. If you look at some of the wonderful folks from the Bush administration, some of them, not any friends of mine, were saying that it's a fake issue. But a lot of people said it's a fake issue.
We had a call
talking about nuclear proliferation, which is a very big subject, where they would like to do something, and so would I. We discussed numerous things. We did not discuss that, no.
And you've never discussed it with him?
I have never discussed it with him, no. Everything. It's interesting. Nobody ever brings up China. They always bring Russia, Russia, Russia. If we can do something with Russia in terms of nuclear proliferation, which is a very big problem, bigger problem than global warming, a much bigger problem than global warming in terms of the real world, that would be a great thing. No, it never reached my desk. You know why? Because they didn't think it was intelligence. They didn't think it was real.
It was in your written brief.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
I think you get the idea.
Oh my God.
You like that, Jody?
He sounds just like this kid.
Oh my God.
In my 7th grade class, who always was like a little bit sweaty. Like he had a little hairy mustache coming in. He would get the bullets on his upper lip like halfway through class.
Oh my God.
There's
Oh my God.
I need to use the restroom, please.
Well, the fun new filter aside, the shit that he was saying right there, I mean, my God, talk about something that's impeachment worthy.
Oh, but it's just, I mean, it's one of his five responses. I mean, it's just like he immediately spits out fake news.
Fake news.
It's like a Pez dispenser. His head goes back and a pellet of bullshit comes out.
Yeah, yeah. He says that he reads a lot. He reads his presidential daily briefs. It was in one of his presidential daily briefs. So I don't know why he gets, I mean, obviously it's because
he's
lying.
Never reached my desk.
Yeah, never.
Never reached my desk.
Bullshit.
He also did the Putin excuse, which is clearly fed to him. In fact, David Pepper, who was my guest on yesterday's show, said that what Trump said about Russia and Afghanistan, or the Soviet Union and Afghanistan, and how we were supplying arms to the Mujahideen and all that crap, that excuse is directly from Vladimir Putin to Donald Trump. I mean, they have spoken at least 6 times since March. And one of the times was just recently, I want to say just before this interview took place. So it's very possible that the topic came up and Vladimir Putin said, well, you people supplied arms to the Mujahideen, which became al-Qaeda, so what's wrong with us doing the same thing? We're supplying. And Donald Trump goes,
let me tell you about something. Russia used to be something called the Soviet Union. And
yay!
Just play it. Wait.
The last thing
Russia wants to do is get overly involved in Afghanistan.
They didn't think it was worthy of it. I wouldn't mind. If it reached my desk, I would have done something about it. It never reached my desk because
you read your version.
A little boy, his voice is cracking. His voice is changing. He's getting hair on his armpits.
Bless his heart.
He's Peter Brady.
When it's time to change, you got to rearrange, don't you?
You got to rearrange.
Yeah.
From who you are into what you're going to be. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la.
Shit. All right. On that note, I think we've had too many things today.
When he decides to tell us about the history of the Soviet Union, it's just like...
Yeah.
Oh,
like
God,
he knows.
Not many people know this, but Russia was this thing called the Soviet Union.
They also said it was the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are.
This is the new talking Stacey doll.
Oh, man. Okay. So lots more to get to here on the show. Things that happened, you know, like yesterday, we still need to include here at some point in order to be thorough. Postmortem show coming up next on our Patreon page, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Our new subscriptions are stagnating. We need to get new subscriptions in on our Patreon page, BobSeskaShow.com. What? What are you laughing at? Why?
They're all coming to me. I've had so many new subscribers, and I love them all.
That's wonderful.
Come to my page now. Thank you.
Patreon.com/TheTRexReport if you want to sign up.
I didn't mean to laugh at your pain, though. I didn't.
For all of that, yeah. Also, if you want to support Jody Hamilton's podcast, it's from the-bunker.com. Also at sexyliberal.com, where you can also support the entire slate of Sexy Liberal Podcast Network programs by 5-star ratings and reviews on all your favorite podcast platforms. So go and do that. Thank you for that in advance. But as I was saying, the Postmortem Show, BobSeskaShow.com. If you sign up for $5 a month, you get 2 Postmortem shows every week. When this music is done playing, we just keep on talking. And we make it its own little teeny tiny show. It's called the Postmortem Show. It lasts for about 20 minutes. And it's more fun than anything that you're hearing on the free show. I'm just
We do it naked.
I'm just
we're naked now.
I'm trying to develop some FOMO here, too. You don't want to miss out. You're all the cool kids are listening to the Postmortem Show, don't you know? By the way, if you also sign up at $10 a month, speaking of all the cool kids are gathering around the Friday after party with me and Kimberly Johnson. If you sign up at $10 a month on our Patreon page, you not only get the two Postmortem Shows, but you also get the Friday after party show with all of its sex, drugs, rock and roll, and politics. I mean, literally, we cover all of those things every damn week. I'm not making that up. That's also at BobSeskaShow.com. Okay, Postmortem Show coming up next. Bye, everybody. Take care.
See you in the VIP room.
Russia used to be called the Soviet Union. This I can tell you. Okay, take care, folks. Bye-bye.